We got done talking a bit about the changes that are coming with high school football, the IHSA, in 2 years. And again, it's just football. It's not all sports, just football. And the elimination of conferences and turning into districts. We've got a coach on the line now. He is Darren Wecker, the Belvedere head football coach. And Belvedere is one of the teams that voted in favor of this and also will benefit, I think, from this. I mean, I think it's no secret that they'll be able to play schools more their own size. So first of all, Darren, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So tell me a little bit about what the decision process, when you knew this might be happening, I mean, how much did you work with AD Tim Ballard and all that, and how much input and say did you have, and your thoughts as to why you guys decided to vote in favor of this?
Mr. Ballard and I, we had several conversations about this opportunity, and we were both, from the beginning, we were both in agreement that this would be something that would definitely benefit Belvedere High School and our football program. It's no secret the numbers that we've had and the success or lack of success that we've had relative to, you know, the history of our program. And, you know, we're the big-time underdog in our conference. And as soon as we started hearing rumors that this might be a possibility, we both agreed that this is something that we need to act on if we have the opportunity to do that.
Were you a little surprised that it was, if I understand right, it was 8-2 in the Nick 10 in favor of? Were you surprised that many schools were in favor of making this change?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, historically, I know that this has tried to go through a couple other times and it's failed. You know, one of the things in our conference that that's good with our current playoff system is that, you know, we have 10 teams, and so if you win 5 games, you're guaranteed a playoff spot with playoff points. And so, you know, that's something that I know a lot of the other teams in our conference like, and they don't want to lose that ability. But I think now going to these districts, you know, you have the opportunity to essentially win fewer games and make the playoffs, right? If you win 4, you could potentially be in the playoffs, right? And and I think that's a good opportunity for a lot of other teams. And I know there's a lot of people upset with this outcome, but for us personally at Belvedere High School, this is good for us. This is a good thing.
When you say upset, I mean within the Belvedere community. I mean, what are the thoughts there? Because North was against this, from what I understand, and it also if this works as it should, you won't play. Well, you can play North in one of your 2 preseason games to maintain that rivalry. So that can always be one of your regular first 2 games. So you don't really lose that inter-town rivalry kind of situation. But I'm curious, the community of Belvedere, have you heard a lot from them? Are they for it, against, or their thoughts?
You know, I have not heard a lot from the community. I don't know if a lot of people were aware of what was actually going to happen or when it was going to take place. You know, I think you have that mindset of, you know, you're winning, and this goes for a lot of teams. If you're winning right now, why change a good thing?
Sure.
You know, why would you change something that is right now allowing us the opportunity to have success? And and I can see why some people are voting that way. And and again, for us at Belvedere High School, it gets us in a better situation, and now we don't have to you know, throw our kids to the wolves, you know, and play these 7-6A schools when we probably are more of a 5A school.
Well, Randy was looking at potentially who would have been in your district this year. And to me, it'd be a fun schedule for you guys. I mean, you'd be playing Rochelle, Sterling,
yep,
Sycamore. These are, you know, Geneseo, LaSalle Peru. These are smaller communities that love their football, and it'd be like, you know, one of the great conferences we have is the NUIC when Dakota plays Forest and these guys, right?
Yeah.
Small towns batting, you know, matching up against each other. I mean, that's a kind of a fun schedule for you guys, wouldn't it be?
Absolutely, and those are still some really, really good teams. You know, I mean, it's not to say that, oh, you know, now we're going to districts and we should automatically win 4 games. No, we're still going to probably be scheduling some really tough teams. And our district will allow for that, and that's good. The thing that makes it, I guess, better is now we understand, or we can play teams that are the same size as us and have the same opportunities with enrollment and all that. I just think that it levels the playing field, and that's better It gives us that opportunity to recruit our hallways better, and because nobody wants to be part of a losing program, and right now it's difficult. And when I try to recruit kids in our hallways and these eighth graders, you know, there's nothing exciting right now about our program. You know, they know, oh, well, we're going to go play Harlem and Hononega, and, you know, you guys are going to lose, and that's kind of the talk. And so now changing that picture, that eliminates that argument. Now it's like, hey, we have an opportunity to be successful, and, you know, we're playing schools the same size, and we're going to get after it.
Well, I'm a Harlem guy. I graduated from Harlem. And when I was in school, we were terrible. This
right,
has always
right.
been weird for me.
Yeah.
But now, you know,
there's been a lot of disparity.
Yeah, but I look at Harlem, I go, and Randy again kind of drew it out. They'd be playing schools like Lake Zurich, Buffalo Grove, St. Charles North. Those are exciting games. If I'm a Harlem fan, I'm like, I want to see how my team does against St. Charles North and Buffalo Grove and things like that.
Absolutely.
So, and the Rockford schools would kind of all be in the same mix. I mean, I was when I heard about it from Gary Griffin, I was for it. I just think it's now on the flip side, you know, it's not really your issue, but how do you handle the private schools? Because if the way it would look now, Boylan would be down playing Sterling, Rochelle, Sycamore, Belvedere. So I mean that's one thing that, you know, that's always kind of the fly in the in the ointment.
Yeah,
right?
You don't really know what they're going to come up with for the private schools, and, you know, if the multiplier takes effect and all that. That's something to be determined. But I think if you're a big school, you know, Hononegan and Harlem, these schools out, you know, farther west of the suburbs, now it's a little scary because now you do have to go in and play those Lake Zurichs, those perennial playoff powerhouses, right? And your schedule looks drastically different. But those schools that are already in there, they've been playing tough competition week in, week out, and that's what makes them better. And so now I think what you're doing is you're putting yourself in a better situation as a big school, like, again, a Hononegan Harlem. It's scary at first, but now you're going to be battle-tested, and you don't have to wonder how the kids are going to react going into that first, second, third round of the playoffs playing these big schools who already are battle-tested, you know. You look at a Wheaton-Warrenville South this year who played Hononegan. I mean, yeah, they had three losses, but who'd they lose to, you know? I mean, it's a little different than, again, these teams in our conference playing us. And we're not helping anybody right now prepare for the playoffs.
We're talking with Darren Wecker, head football coach at Belvedere. Darren, probably one of the – when I heard negatives about this whole thing, one of the first ones that gets thrown out there is travel. I'm looking at what – you know. And again, I mapped out what I thought might be, and maybe I'm off the mark here, but I'm looking at you guys may have to travel to Geneseo, which is quite a trip, or LaSalle Prue, potentially. But again, you have to travel to Freeport, and that's a long haul for Belvedere as it is anyway. Is travel that big? Is it? I mean, from a standpoint of players, it's maybe be an issue as far as money and paying for buses and gas and all that. But from a coaching standpoint, a player standpoint, is long travel, is that big of an issue for players and the effect it has on the field?
No, I don't buy the travel time argument. You know, in football, you get 9 games guaranteed, and you got to figure 4 or 5, you know, depending on how it all shakes out, 4 or 5 of those are going to be on the road, right? So only half of your schedule is on the road. So that's minimal when you talk about travel costs. When you look at other sports, right, you got basketball, play 30-some games, baseball, 30-some games, wrestling, I coach wrestling. All these other sports, they play multiple games, and they have to travel half of the time as well, and they're traveling different distances, whether they're in tournaments or whatever. And so from a cost standpoint, now that this is 3 years out or 2.5 years out, it gives schools time to plan. And, you know, it seems like the argument that schools are making for this travel, they're kind of making it sound as though they're traveling every week. Well, that's not the case, right? It's only going to be half of your schedule. So I don't really buy that argument. As far as us traveling, I think, again, it's a great opportunity to experience something new. And that's one of the great things about sports is, it exposes kids to new opportunities, and it gets them outside of their comfort zone, right? And that's what we talk about as far as coaches. Like, we're not trying to build championship teams all the time. We're trying to build young men, right, and that have great character. And now, this is an opportunity for them to travel. Currently, with the way our system is set up in our conference, you don't get that opportunity to travel in football, again, other than a Freeport or whatever, unless you make the playoffs. And that's the excitement. Everybody gets excited about the playoffs because potentially you get to travel to, maybe we get to go to a Chicago school or maybe we get to go down to the St. Louis area, whatever. That's the excitement. And now you have that. And it should be a good thing because, you know, the teams that you're mentioning, again, Geneseo, football powerhouse, the community down there loves football. And for our kids to experience that is going to be pretty exciting.
So those first 2 weeks, you get to schedule whoever you want. Obviously, if you're in North or in another district, that's going to be the one. What's the other team? What's the other Nick 10 team you'd like to continue to keep
or
playing?
Or maybe non-Nick 10. Non-Nick 10. I mean, is it a situation where you would want to get a really good team to kind of get you battle-tested, or just one to just kind of maybe get a look at your players, almost like an exhibition game, get a chance to look deep in your players and see what you got?
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways to look at it. You know, I think, obviously, Belvedere North makes a lot of sense. And I don't see how that would not happen, right? Mm-hmm. But as far as that other game, yeah, looks like initially. The first thought is, well, yeah, let's maybe not have to worry about travel time, and maybe we find another decent-sized school or similar-sized school close by, right? Maybe we do go over and play like a Marengo or Genoa Kingston or whatever, you know, somebody that's relatively close. But you know, I think if you are one of those schools, again, that is trying to contend, you know, for state titles or serious playoff runs, that's that opportunity for you to start looking at things and say, hey, maybe we do need to go down and play East St. Louis, right? Maybe we do need to go play Belleville. Maybe we need to look at one of these other schools on the south side. Let's go play OPRF or whatever. You know, I think that it really opens the door for some schools, again, in our conference who have been handcuffed. You get to expose yourself now, and you really get to play up a class, right? And you get to really play one of these teams that are tough. And this is not something that's new. I went to Hononega, and back then it was the Nick 9. There was no Belvedere North, and it was the same thing. You had one non-conference game, and we went down and played Rock Island every year when I was in high school. So, I mean, that was exciting. And I think that now you get that opportunity, and I think as far as what teams it'll be, it just kind of depends on what they decide on the districts, and then you got to kind of figure it out from there. It's going to be a mad scramble for sure.